Good morning, Frank.
Tom, very, very sad news coming out of Fermanagh, and you're aware of the family and the circumstances.
Well, I know the family all right, Frank, and it's a huge tragedy for the family, but also the entire community. You know, they're a very close-knit community and come from a farming background, so obviously a lot of people know them in the area. Very genuine, well thought of, and hard-working family, and it's just a huge tragedy, huge tragedy.
It's so sad. Like, you're a farming man yourself. Anyone like myself who's from the country, we're very aware of the dangers. And when there's large machinery around, anyone in the vicinity is vulnerable. And unfortunately, these incidents do sadly happen.
Well, and I'm making no judgment on this case whatsoever, Frank. But you're right. There needs to be, I suppose, an awareness at all times. When you're on the farm, it is a dangerous place. It's an area and a working place where there is active machinery, large machinery ongoing all the time. So, yes, there just needs to be that continual awareness. And to be fair to the Health and Safety Executive and Department of Agriculture, they have in past years, you know, highlighted the issue and tried to make that awareness more real, I suppose, for people that are on farms.
We understand that some form of digger was involved in the incident.
Not entirely sure of the circumstances, so I certainly wouldn't want to say anything that maybe just wasn't accurate at this stage, Frank, but whatever way it is, you know, it's a farm accident, and it's a tragedy for the family, huge tragedy for the family, and I know they'll be heartbroken and find it potentially very difficult maybe to get over the situation, but this is a family now that has lost a sibling, a child, a grandchild, and, you know, it's just heartbreaking.
I think the thoughts of people right across the listenership and right across the country would be saying a little prayer for that family. It's such a difficult moment for them to lose one so young in such tragic circumstances. Tom, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Not at all. Thank you, Frank.
That's the MP in the area, Tom Elliott.